The Bird Show.
This might be a segment for Jackson Ruins Everything, because I literally thought his parents saved an entire stadium of people this weekend at the Atlanta United game, all until I informed the personality hires what went on in the group chat. So over the weekend, I had some friends in town. I had my best friend from college in town. And I also had her boyfriend in town. And I was so excited that we had some Delta Club seats to see the Atlanta United game. A, because I love an ATL United game. It's a lot of fun. And getting to sit in the Delta Club is really cool. But also, Bert was going to do that golden spike thing. And I was like, this is a once in a career thing. Of course, I want to go see, show up, show out, support. Also, everybody from the Bert Show is going to be there. So I was like, let me swing through. So we're in the Delta Club seats and we're hanging out. And all of a sudden I hear like a little chirp behind me, like, hey, Abby. And I turn around. I'm like, oh, maybe it's a listener. And turns out it's actually Jackson's mom and dad. And they are just so sweet, so nice. And we were having a nice little conversation, but a couple minutes in, they draw our attention to the seats directly behind us. So they were sort of like catty corner behind us to the left. And then directly behind our seats in the Delta Club was this giant suitcase sitting in one of the seats. And they're like, hey, just a heads up, we've called the authorities, because we're like, this looks like a bomb threat. Like, this is, it's a, how did somebody sneak an entire suitcase into Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Like, there's a ton of security. So like, maybe this is an inside job. And so I'm looking at my friends. I'm like, are we about to die? Like, we're looking at each other. And of course, into like Gen Z fashion, instead of being like, oh, let's run for our lives, we pull out our phones and we start recording. Cause I'm like, if we about to die, like, I want this on foot. Like, I want this footage to go on CNN. And so the authorities come around, they like get this massive knife. They like jack it open. They're looking inside of it. And they're like, okay, we need to escort this thing out. So they grab the suitcase, they pull it out of the Delta Club. And I look at Jackson's parents, and I was like, whew, that was close. And I'm like waiting for the implosion. I'm like, we're not in the clear yet. Like, let's give it 5 or 10 minutes before they get this suitcase out of here. And we're thinking like, this is a big moment. Like, Jackson's parents have just saved us from potential ruin. And so I grabbed the text messages I have with the personality hires, which is Jackson and all the younger people that work on the show. And I knew that they had been at the stadium as well. And I texted them and I said, hey, like, you'll never guess what just happened. Like, Jackson's parents are literal heroes. They got this scary, sketchy suitcase out of here. We could have died. How awesome. And then Jackson had to ruin the moment by informing us that they actually knew what was in the suitcase.
Yeah, this was a big mistake.
Oh my God, is it what I think it is?
It's exactly what you think it is, Cassie.
Oh my God!
So, Rebecca and I were invited to the Atlanta United game, and we were there to film a day in the life experience as an Atlanta United fan. So we got these really awesome media passes that got us all access to everywhere we wanted to go in the stadium, except the locker room, pretty much. So we could go onto the field, any club that we wanted to go into, any seat that we wanted to go into. We had full access to the entire stadium, and it was this amazing opportunity. And to help us record and capture this entire experience, we brought in one of our videographers to come with us. And so our videographer has this insanely big like camera rig to film us as we're going through our day. And accompanying his camera rig, he has a suitcase that has all of his additional camera equipment inside of it.
Yeah, all the lenses and batteries,
exactly,
and stuff like that.
When we say we brought in one of our, it's not like it's someone on staff with like a DSLR. It's a professional videographer that we hired for a professional piece. So of course he's going to have multiple pieces of equipment.
Exactly. And so we're trying to figure out where to put this thing, because it's kind of a pain to be filming and bringing this thing around. So we're like, all right, for now, let's just put it at our seats, and then we'll go bop around and figure out, you know, what we're going to film, and then we can figure out a better place to put this.
But
and
to be fair, that is kind of suspicious, this, you know, black suitcase sitting in a chair all by itself
100%.
With nobody accompanying
okay,
it.
Okay, no, hang on. Flag on the play. I love your parents. Your mom is like the sweetest, most beautiful person in the world. Your son is literally getting professionally filmed for the day. and you're like at the game with him. Like, come, let's put two and two together.
I wouldn't have.
Here's the
thing.
That's
really, I'm sorry. That's so obvious.
We were like 10 or 15 minutes into the game at this point, and I feel like it's one thing if you're like, okay, we're going to leave this here for 30 or 45 minutes. But at this point, like, the game has started. There's this suspicious bag sitting behind us. It's not like, okay, yeah, the game is about to start. Oh, let me quickly grab this. It had been sitting there for a minute.
Yeah. Also, why aren't you going to give a heads up to your parents and Abby? Be like, yo, can you guys keep an eye on these tens of thousands of dollars worth of a camera equipment for us?
Totally.
Now we're channeling what we need to channel towards the person it needs to be channeled towards.
It's all coming together.
You're absolutely right. Totally valid. But to be fair, like, we were there super early, so we had put the suitcase there like well before the game had started, and we were running around like crazy. Like, Rebecca and I had an absolutely insane day running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Like, it was a crazy, crazy day. And so, yes, I should have given everyone a heads up. So once I see the text from Abby that's like, oh my gosh, Jackson's parents just saved the day from this sketchy thing that's happening here, I'm like, tell them not to touch it. Please tell them not to touch it.
And she's like, they'd already climbed over the seats. They're like hauling butt like to the back of the concourse trying to get this thing out of here. And I'm like, whoa, that was close. We almost died.
Where did it go?
So, I don't know.
Did they slash it open?
We go back to the seats and I'm asking my parents like what happened. And my mom is cracking up laughing because my dad's like, I told you guys, he's like a doomsday prepper and he's always prepared for anything. So when he's walking down to go tell the authorities what's going on, he's texting my mom, leave right now. Like, get out of here right now.
You know, I appreciate that. You see something, you say something. And if I'm going to be honest, my son wasn't being filmed professionally for the day, I would have definitely called it in as well.
They literally, it felt like they brought in a bomb squad because it wasn't just like one police officer who had like a knife and was like going to check it out. It was like four dudes in vests. Uh-huh. They're like descending on this suitcase. Like, we got to figure it out. And we're just sitting, me and my friend are just filming this. Like, this is so cool. Like, we're going to be on CNN.
And also, it wasn't even just like security guards or like the regular police. They brought in GBI, like the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, to come up. And of course, they couldn't just open it because maybe the trigger is unzipping it. So they took a knife and they slashed it open. And so the videographer goes into the security and figures out where it is. Uh-huh. They told him that he can pick up his stuff afterwards. The suitcase is destroyed, obviously, but they bagged up all the rest of his equipment. And he walks up and he's like, they destroyed my suitcase. And he's talking all this stuff. And then my dad's just sitting there like with his shoulders hunched over. And then he stands up and turns around and he goes, it's my fault. I am so sorry. He's like, let me know if anything was broken. We will cover the cost of whatever it is if anything was broken. Obviously, we'll buy you a new suitcase. Like, please let us know what's going on. And so they were obviously super apologetic for the entire thing, but they felt so, so bad. And, you know.
They did honestly, as much as I'm rolling my eyes and being like, they really did the right thing, you know? And if it had not been the videographer's equipment, like, they literally would have saved lives. And good on Mercedes-Benz Stadium and the Atlanta United crew for like taking it seriously and acting swiftly. And glad it was nothing, but sorry, Abby, you're not gonna be on CNN.
No.
You're gonna be on the Burt Show, so
it would have been in memoriam.
So as you're watching the bag get hauled, did you guys happen to catch Burt hitting the spike, or was all this happening while he was hitting the spike?
No, this was like after. That's what I'm saying is that bag had been sitting there for a hot second. Like, we sat down, we got our drinks, Burke was doing the spike situation, and then we started having small talk with Jackson's parents, and then finally they're like, oh yeah, we just called the bomb squad in because something nefarious might be going down. I am relieved that it won't be in memoriam of niche internet micro-influencer Abby Murphy, who got bombed at Mercedes-Benz.
Atlanta United, thanks for being a community partner, and we will always have your back in making sure Mercedes-Benz Stadium is safe. You're welcome.
Yeah, please invite us back next year.
Get it. The Burt Show.